Okay, Dan, here's your tea. Hey, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Here's your tea, Daniel. Be careful. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It is Wednesday morning, January 13th. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. That's right. Oh, you want your tea? Why don't we go ahead and we'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. You guys ready to pray? Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your Word. We pray now that you would bless us and care for us. Let your Spirit apply these words to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, hey, Daniel, I'm going to move this Bible here just in case something goes wrong, okay? That's a Bible from my friend. Ooh. Sorry, guys, put up with me one second here. We don't want to get tea spilt on a new Bible. All right, here we go. Psalm 4. So I'll read verses 1. Deborah, you'll read verse 2. Nathan, you'll read verse 3, and we'll go like that, okay? To the chief musician with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
How long, you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? But know that the Lord...
Oh, that's Bubba's verse.
But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him.
Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Go ahead, Deborah.
Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord.
There are many who say, who will show us any good?
Keep going.
Good. Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us.
Countenance, good job. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and new wine increased.
I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
All right, wonderful. So what do we need to ask ourselves first? What is this?
A, what is this about?
B, what is the
best for
summarize it? Good. And C, what are we called to do? All right. So A, what is this about? Who is David talking to?
God.
A God, right? And what's he ask God to do in verse 1?
Hear me, God.
That's right. And is he in a good place or is he in a sad place? Sad place, right? He says, have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Have mercy on me. Right? And then he talks about people in verse 2. And he says, how long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? Do you think people are saying good things or bad things about David? Saying bad things, right? And he's saying, I'm not these things you say about me. But what does he say in verse 3? What has the Lord done to him?
But the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly.
Right, and then what does he say about the Lord with prayer?
The Lord will hear when I call to him.
That's right. Does the Lord hear us when we pray?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And then what does he say in verse 4? Right? Is it always bad to be angry?
No.
Can we be angry about sin?
Yes.
Can we be angry when somebody murders an innocent person?
Yes.
Yeah. But what are we not to do in our anger? Well, what does it say? Be angry and
do not sin.
Right? We can have righteous anger, but we don't necessarily sin. Good. But instead of just being angry, what are we supposed to do?
Meditate within your heart on your bed and be
do.
That's right. That's right. Think about who God is. Think about what he's done. Think about his word. That's wonderful. And then what does David say he's supposed to do?
Offer sacrifice and righteousness and put your trust in the Lord.
That's
so don't
right.
Don't do it for like, don't do it so you're just being, I'm righteous, no one else is righteous, I'm the righteous.
Who do you think is the righteous sacrifice?
Jesus,
that's right. Jesus is our righteous sacrifice. Is Jesus the lamb who was slain? Is Jesus the lamb who takes away the sin of the world? Mm-hmm. Is Jesus the spotless one? Mm-hmm. That's right, it's Jesus. And so what does it say in verse 5? Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and what?
Put your trust in the Lord.
Put your trust in the Lord? No, you should put your trust in strong men.
No.
Should you put your trust in your own righteousness?
No.
Should you put your trust in money?
No.
Should you put your trust in the government? Who should you put your trust in?
Maybe Candy.
No, we put our trust in the Lord. Right? The Lord. And when we put our trust in the Lord, then verse 7 says we have gladness. Even better gladness than when we had money and lots of nice things, right? And when we have those things, when we have joy in the Lord, what does it say in verse 8? What can we do? That's right, we can fall asleep.
Fall asleep, we're not going making the sun down go down upon anger.
Yeah, the sun doesn't have to go down on your anger because you can sleep in peace, right? Knowing that God cares about us and that God loves us, right? That God is our righteousness. That's right. Why don't we go ahead and pray, guys? Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that we can dwell in safety and in peace, knowing that Jesus is our peace, knowing that you hear us when we pray. Father, we pray that you would fill our hearts with this peace as we think about and meditate in our hearts the things that are good and pure, just and lovely, pure, holy, and acceptable to you. Please care for us and give us a good day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, can you guys say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.